Blog Talk Radio.
Abundantly above all, not some, but all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh within you. For truly God is able. There's no lack in Him. There's no inability in our Father. Well, this is Prophetess Teresa, the founder of Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders International. And I want to thank you once again for tuning in to another broadcast with Saturday with the Word. Yes, Saturday with the Word. What Word? Not just a Word, but the Word of God. We just bless you this afternoon. We just send blessings to your home, blessings to your ministry, just blessings. Let the peace of God rule. Let the peace of God keep you. Let the peace of God overshadow you. In the name of Jesus, I say amen. Amen, amen. Well, we're excited once again to be back with you, just to go forth with the word from on high. You know, as I like to start the broadcast off by saying, there's nothing impossible for our day. And as our motto is, iron sharpens iron. Yes, yes, yes. In Psalms 27:17, yes, the Word of God says, as iron sharpens iron, one sharpens the countenance of his friend. Yes. Just bless God because we know that we need each other. We know that if you put those two knives together and sharpen up that iron, and that's what Kingdom Builders is all about, having a good relationship with God, being able to know how to have a closer walk with Him so that you can be able by Father. I'm excited tonight, you know, and I give God praise because I understand that I need Him, and I understand that He's with me. And I also understand that failure is not an option, as Apostle Errol Carlton Christian always says on Thursday with the Warfare Hour. I'm excited. And my soul, it seeks to please. Yes, my soul, it seeks to please Jesus. Well, we're going to be talking tonight a word from on high. So let me lift the lines up with a word of Father, we thank you for this hour of power. And we glorify your name, Lord God. We magnify your name, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God, and we give you honor and praises because we understand, Lord God, that all things are possible if we only believe. And without you, Lord, there's nothing that's possible. But in you, we can do it. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for your grace, your tender mercy. And we thank you, Lord God, that you sent your Son to die upon the cross for the sins of the world. That he died for our sins, that he rose for our salvation. And because of that, Lord God, we thank you for the right to the tree of life. And we bless your name, Father. We honor you, Lord God. And we understand, Lord God, that we need you. And we ask you to cover these lines with the blood of Jesus. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, my strength, Jesus, and my Redeemer. He lives. Glory to God. He lives. And I can face tomorrow because he lives. Well, we're going to play just a portion of a song, and we'll be ready to bring the word. My soul seeks to please him. Do your soul seek to please him? Yes.
I don't know about y'all tonight, but I gotta say this right here. My soul, it seeks to please him. My soul, every day when I get up, it seeks to please him.
Please, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Well, we say hallelujah to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. And we bless you, Lord. Glory to you. Well, we're going to be bringing the word tonight. And we're going to be talking about tonight prayer for God's glory. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. We need to pray that God's glory is released in our lives. We need to pray that the glory of God overshadow us. Oh, Shandarabo, Rababakosa. Hey, Koshe Torre Melekese. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. For we know that you're worthy. We understand that we need you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. There's nothing hard for you, Lord God. We praise your name. Well, we're going to be talking about tonight prayer for God's glory. Prayer that can change situations. Prayer that we can talk to our Father and then get an answer. you, Lord. I'm going to tell you to get, ask you to get your Bible. And as we begin to go forth in the Word of God, you know you need your Bible. And we encourage you to get a pen, get a case, get a piece of paper, get a notebook, get something so you could jot down any notes that you might hear from the Holy Spirit. Yes, he's worthy. And yes, he is honorable. So honor. Glory. Okay, we're going to start off. And I want you to turn your Bible. Turn to Acts. Second chapter, verse 1 through 4. Second chapter of Acts, verse 1 through 4. Thank you. No, we are not courageous enough. We are not trying to seek the face of our Father like we should. You know, we might pray every now and then. But it's a season for us to go higher in God. It's a season for us to understand that God is trying to do some things in our life. And in order for the manifestation to come forth, we have to begin to pray. We have to begin to pray, for God will hear our prayer, for God will answer our prayers if we decide to pray. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. It's time for us to seek his face. It's time for us to go a little bit deeper in God. It's time for us to press. Yes, the blessing is in the pressing. The blessing is in the pressing. The blessing is in the pressing. Getting on your face and going higher in God. Going deeper in God. Yes. And I just want to thank everyone for loving on God enough and knowing that you need him. You know, there's a necessity of prayer and proclamation. You know, we are not courageous enough in our own strength to proclaim the gospel. We cannot change hearts or affect any change in others to receive the word with joy. The Holy Spirit, gift of God, has been poured out upon the church to achieve purpose of God. You know, the Holy Spirit presents. The Holy Spirit is everything that we need. And there's a purpose that God has, an assignment on our lives. And we need to be about our Father's business. Are you about your Father's business? Time to be about our Father's business. And we need to be about the things of the kingdom. Are you about the things of the kingdom? Time to make a change. It's time to get closer to God. And I want to encourage you to know that we need to press. We need to begin to pray. We need to begin to decree. We need to begin to declare. We need to begin to believe. Do you believe? There's a necessity for us to get to know God like never before. We need to begin to pray for God's glory. You know, the Holy Spirit present with us. And we have to begin to be bold. And the boldness to proclaim the gospel. That boldness is linked up with prayer. That boldness is linked up with prayer. So when we miss seeking the face of God, we miss the things of the kingdom. God's glory. It manifests through prayer. Manifestation through prayer. And I want you to begin to reach out and touch the hand of the Almighty God. Begin to touch God's heart by getting into your prayer closet and just stay there until you get an answer, until God's glory begins to fall upon you. Because if you stay there, things will begin to change. Circumstances will begin to diminish. You know, when I think about God's glory will cause a situation to come to an end that's not of God. So we need His glory to be present in our life daily. We also need to know that every good work that we do for the glory of God must be achieved by the provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. He makes provision that we can achieve good works. And when we achieve good works in the name of the Father, God's glory begins to shine upon you. His favor begins to rest upon you. You know, God has made everything and everybody. And it's important that we understand that there's nothing too hard for him. It's important that we understand that these situations that we have to deal with in this life, that they will soon pass away. Yes, they will soon pass away. And we're talking about prayer for God's glory. See, when God's glory comes, it burns away everything that's not like him. And it allows us to see the purpose that God has for us in this life. Immediate purpose. It comes through prayer. When you talk to God, prayer is a monologue and a dialogue. You talk to him and he will talk back. But when you talk, you got to begin to wait and keep your ear gate open so you can hear the Father. It's not when you go to prayer and you're doing all the talking and you're not allowing God time to talk back to you. That's like having a conversation with someone and they're doing all the talking. So I encourage you to begin to wait on the Lord. Because prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. God will give you a word. He'll give you direction. He'll lead, guide, and direct you. And when he began to do that, his glory will begin to come. It will begin to be released. Spiritual supply will begin to come. Doors will begin to open. And we cannot manipulate God. So we must be careful in the way that we pray. Prayer is a monologue and a dialogue. As we ask, the Bible says, shall be given. As we speak, the Bible says, we shall find. And as we knock, the Word of God says, the door shall be open. And as God opens those doors, God will begin to reveal things to you. Things that you didn't know. Things that you didn't see. You'll begin to see some things and hear some things from on high. You know, it made me think about in 2 Thessalonians, 1st chapter, verse 11 and 12. When it says, for this purpose we pray. It says, to this end. Do we need a purpose to pray? When we pray, we be in expectation. And we're in expectation through faith. So if we pray and we're not believing, then we may as well not pray. We have to pray just like we eat. Talk to the Father. And his glory will come. Things that you're trying to do that you can't do in your own power, God will do it. God will grant you favor. Make him your best friend. Because he's a friend that will look beyond your faults. And he'll see your needs. He will look beyond those things that's keeping you from pushing into the things of the kingdom. God will look beyond that. Establishing a prayer life for his glory. Ask him to lead you. Ask him to supply you. Ask him to give you what you stand in need of so that you can be doing what he wants you to do. You know, our time is short, but yet time is eternity. But the time that we have with God is times that we'll be accountable for the direction that he give us. You know, Paul prayed with eternity in view to the glory of God. So when we pray not temporal things, but eternal things, pray first for eternal things. Pray for temporal only to the extent to which it benefits the external eternity. Say, for instance, your name be hallow in all the earth. Your name be holy in all the earth. Your kingdom come and will be done. Your kingdom come and will be done. That we must walk in line with God who calls us. When the kingdom come, his will be done. So that kingdom is inside of us. So when the kingdom is released from you, the release comes when you step out to birth out the things that God has given you to do. And that's why we're talking about pray for God's glory. Prayer for his glory. Because when his glory falls, all your shortcomings, you'll deal with them. All the things that's blocking you from pressing in. God don't feel sorry for us. When we feel sorry for ourselves, but yet God have endowed us with his power, with his grace, to get the job done. But the enemy tried to broadside, blind us, to keep us from being what God wants us to be. So we have to stay focused on finishing our course. No, our course is not based on a relationship with man nor woman. Our course is based on the relationship that we have with God. When we understand our purpose in this life, we will not be satisfied with anything less than walking in our purpose. Because when we're flowing in the purpose of God for our life, things are not complicated. Things are not complex. We understand that we sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. The Bible says that we are seated on the right-hand side of Jesus Christ. So what does that tell me? That tells me that the enemy is under my feet. That tells me that disturbance, things that's going to bother me, I have authority over them because I'm seated on the right-hand side of Jesus Christ. I'm seated in the heavenlies. So to be seated in the heavenlies, it means that your mind is stayed on Jesus, who will keep you in perfect peace. It doesn't matter about your situation around you. It doesn't matter about the things that's happening in this earth realm. But what matters is what's happening in the spirit realm. Sometimes God be changing some things around, and we're fighting against the change. We're fighting against the change. But this change has been ordained from God. And we're struggling with it because we don't know how to deal with change. But God is saying tonight that change is inevitable. Change is in your house today. God's glory has to come. His glory will burn up everything that's not like him. Sometimes God will send people away from you. God will even send people to you for his glory. God's going to get something out of your life. Your life is not your own. Your life belongs to God. It reads in Proverbs 28 and 13. Listen to this. He that covers his sin shall not prosper. But whosoever confess and forsake them shall have mercy. Now, we're talking about our shortcomings. Sin, God hates sin. And when sin is in the camp, when sin is in the camp, it will cause us to not be focused on finishing. Situations come. So if sin is in the camp, the Bible says that we will not prosper. Now, we're still talking about prayer for God's glory to come. But God's glory won't come, will not come, if we're not seeking his face. We have to seek his face. The more we seek his face, the more God begins to cleanse all unrighteousness. the more we begin to be more like the Father. We begin to hate sin. Sin become an enemy to us. The Bible says that he that covers his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confess and forsake, turn away from it, the Bible says they should have mercy. So the mercy of God will be upon you if you're straight up, if you're dealing with it in honesty. And we have to be honest. Let's be honest. And let's look at the condition that we're in. Let's look at the condition that the church is in. Full of sin. The people can't prosper. We don't have peace. The enemy, the people is buried up by the devil, robbed and humiliated. And the people who want to reach the kingdom can't. We can't reach the kingdom because sin is in the camp. We have to deal with ourselves. And I'm telling you, when you begin to seek God's face and begin to pray and begin to stay there, his glory will fall. His presence will come. He will break everything off of you, every concern that you have. Before you know it, you'll be like, I'm healed. Because that burden that I was carrying, now I'm free. And the fact of the matter is, sometimes we go to church, and sometimes we serve in ministries, but we're so wounded, and we're so sad, and we're so separated from God. We'll come to church, we'll listen to the pastor, the preaching, but we don't seem to prosper. I'm not talking about financial prosperity, because the Bible says if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the Bible says all of these things will be added. But when we seek him first, so it's not about just going to church. We got to seek righteousness. We got to seek the things that's going to cause us not to want to fall short of what God have ordained us to do. Because his grace is upon us to get the job done. But sometimes we get caught up and we cover our sins up. We cover up our shortcomings. We cover up things that need to be exposed. Because, see, when those things are exposed, the enemy says, oh, no, don't tell them about that sin. I don't want to be exposed. I want to be hidden. So I can work in your life in the dark places. I can work in your light, in your life at night. I can make you feel condemned. This is what the enemy is saying. I mean, it's like a spiritual war going on. When you want to do good, evil is always present. But I'll tell you, people of God, the enemy is living within us because the struggle is within us. So we begin to cast down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we bring those thoughts unto captivity because guess what? We rule. Because we're sitting next to the King of Kings in our mind, in our spirit, in our soul, in our body. We're in his presence. So when we confess, that's a way that we come into the light. Come to the light. You know, I once watched this movie, and I remember, and I don't know the contents of the movie, because I watch a little bit and then I'm gone. But Come to the Light, Caroline. That movie really affected me because they was trying to get Caroline to come to the light. She was dying, and the light was shining, and they were calling her back in with the prayers of the saints. Come to the light by confessing every shortcoming. Going to those that have hurt you. Going to those that have wounded you. And talk about it. Talk about it. Get it out. Get healed. Get set free. Because guess what? Today is not promised. And we want to be able to pray for the glory of God to shine upon us so that we can be vessels that God's going to use. See, God, he will make you worthy. He will make me worthy of his calling. We become worthy of the calling when we begin to follow the principles that have been set in the scripture. So we have to make sure that there's no sin in the camp. We have power to do it because Jesus, he died for our sins. He died for the sins. But that doesn't mean that we can sin. That doesn't mean that we should take advantage of God's grace. The Word of God says, must you continue in sin, that God's grace abounds. Must I continue in sin, doing what I need to do because Jesus died on the cross for my sins? No, I read to you where the Word of God says not to sin anymore, to turn away and not go back, forsake. I'm telling you that God is raising up people with clarity of thought, that understand that you're not stuck in your past, but you are into your future right now in the name of Jesus. Every situation, you have authority over it. You don't have to have that situation in front of you and it's ruling you. It's telling you what to do. No, you command. You know, we watched a portion of the movie Through Her Eyes at the empowerment meeting today, and through your eyes begin to see that you are victorious and God has made a way of escape for you. God has opened up heaven where you can talk to heaven 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's available to you. So no, we should be full of joy. We should be full of laughter in this world because God has given us everything that we need. And to be stuck and not being able to move forward is just what the enemy wants. And like I said, once you acknowledge transgressions and once you turn from them, it's over with. Cast into the sea of forgetfulness. And we need to do that so God's glory can shine upon us, so his glory can shine through us, so that when we speak to people, they will see God and not us, and that you'll see people changing. One by one, city by city, village by village, we need to know that there's nothing too hard for God. Nothing. There's nothing too hard for God. Our situation is a situation that God has given us the power to take care of. Have already graced us with it. And so what we need to do, and when I speak, I'm speaking to me first, and I want you to know that I truly thank God that he has given me the revelation. He has given me the revelation to understand that there's eternal glory that's living in me. His eternal glory, it lives in me. And I can embrace it, or I can choose not to. But I choose to walk in the glory. I choose to live in the glory. I choose to be a thermostat. I choose to change the atmosphere. Because when I'm in the presence of the Father, and when I leave out of his presence, I'm going to do the work of the kingdom. We have power through Christ Jesus. God will fulfill every work of faith that we do. When God gives you something to do, and you hear him clearly, and you know that God is telling you to do it, move in haste. Because as long as the Father is satisfied, your soul should just seek to please him. Your soul, equivalent to your mind, your soul should seek to please the Father. And when you please him, I'm telling you, you'll start seeing your way being made. You'll start seeing when you speak to people, when you talk to people, favor. You'll start seeing that he'll give you the desires of your heart. You'll start seeing that you're able to lay hands on the sick and they're going to recover. You'll begin to see, it's you, Father, that's working through me, because guess what? I have learned how to apply the principles. The Word of God is full of principles. Principles. And we apply those principles and they work. We don't fall short when we apply the principles. So we're seated in the heavenly places, in our minds, in the kingdom of darkness. We have it under control. It has no power over us. When enemies think, oh, I got him now, or I got her now, and then you begin to rejoice in the Lord when it's a situation where you need to be crying or praying. I mean, come on now. I mean, you're talking about material things. A friend of mine was telling me about a car being repossessed and house being foreclosed, and when she finished telling me all the things that she was dealing with, you know what? I heard the Spirit of God says, now I can use her. Because sometimes we get so attached to things. And I don't care what you do to try to fix that situation, it's always something. It's always something. The Word of God says, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. So we find ourselves attached to things that sorrow is added with it. It comes and sorrow comes with it. But the blessings of the Lord maketh rich. Not just financially rich, but your spirit becomes rich. Your mind becomes rich. You begin not to see what's around you, but you begin to see things that's afar, that's on the way. Eternal things. Eternal things. And I remember when I became dead to the things of this world, and I'm still getting there daily. It's like certain things that I was attached to, and I said, okay, Lord, someone asked me for one of my fur coats, and it was a time I wouldn't have never did that. And I heard the Lord say, do it. And I was so elated to do it because I understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's all about the kingdom. Give, and it shall be given back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Now, when that scripture is applied, it's not just talking about money. You can give your time, give your love, give your compassion, give your support, give your encouragement. Give, and it shall be given back to you. So when God tells you to do something, begin to do it in haste. And so I was able to do that, and shortly after that, it wasn't very long after that, the person that God told me to give it to passed away. Now, the devil, enemy wants to tell me, you know what, girl, you need to go back and get that coat because, you know, she gone on the glory now, and somebody else going to have that coat, so really that you should, and all of that started coming. And the Lord, you know, God is so good. Because he will not leave you ignorant of Satan's devices. And I just thank God that I'm able to overcome through his grace. I'm able to overcome situations because I learned how to apply the principles. That's what we have to do. Apply the principles. When it's a situation that we're dealing with, and we done got in our prayer calls, and we done prayed to God. We done been in his presence. His glory done came upon us. When you get off your face or off your knees, his glory is upon you. You know what to do. You got direction. The problem is solved. Stay there until the problem is solved. Stay there until God give you what he wants you to do, what he wants you to say. The problem is solved. There's no issues in God. There's no losing in the kingdom. You win. So don't get attached to things, but get attached to the Word of God. Get attached to the principles. And, you know, I just praise God because I do know that the more we walk in our authority, the more God is pleased because he wants us to take regions. He wants us to take territories. He wants us to have jurisdiction. God wants his government, his people, to rule. He wants us to begin to know that we are in a rulership position, not in a position where we're always being subjected to rulership. There's an assignment that's been given just for you. And no one can complete that task but you. Because God has critiqued it for you to finish. And there's a soul at the end of that task being completed. So don't let the blood be on your hands. Begin to cry out to the Father. Begin to ask him, Lord, what shall I do? What shall I say? Where shall I go? And I'm telling you, he will tell you, he will show you, he will give it to you. And I am excited about it. You know, as I walk this journey, I begin to understand that my peace is not for sale. You need to have the peace of God. And we can't make anything or any situation God's. There's only one God. There's only one God, and he wants our life, and he wants our minds, and he wants our spirit. God, he will fulfill every issue that needs to be resolved in your life. God will give you, he will transform you. He'll give you new goals. He'll give you purpose. He'll give you the kingdom view. For the glory of God. He'll let you see the kingdom view of things. Not the earthly view, but the kingdom view. When you begin to see a different view of what God's kingdom is all about, then you understand that it's not about tradition, it's not about religion, but it's about fulfilling the purpose of God for your life. And to everything there's a season. But it's a season now to rule. To rule. To win people to Christ. To be effective wherever you are. If you have a job where you got people on your job that you don't quite see eye to eye, start using that authority, that power that God has given you. And he'll make your enemies your footstool. And you'll begin to love on them. You begin to pray for them. And then you'll begin to see that they are no longer your enemy. But they're now your friend. That's the power. So look at situations as this is not a defeat. This is an opportunity for me to use the power of God that is dormant inside of me. God has given you rulership. 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 You got it all over you. You just got to use it. You got to attach yourself with people that can encourage you, people that see the rulership in you, people that know that God loves you. So I encourage you to connect yourself with people that believe in you. Connect yourself with people that understand that you have an ultimate purpose, not for our glory. Not for our reputation, not for our comfort, but not for our purpose, but it's for his glory. It's for the glory of God to come to earth, his kingdom come, his glory come. And so when we're obedient to what God tells us to do, then we begin to see God's glory fall. We begin to see lives get changed. We begin to see people being birthed out, birthed into the things of the kingdom. We begin to see people rise up and begin to minister the word of God. We begin to see intercessors being developed. We begin to see territories being built up. We begin to see cities being whole, made whole, working together. So I want to encourage you tonight in closing that when you want God's glory to fall, these things have to be in place. You got to deal with you. You got to deal with you. Get in your closet and say, Lord, help me. Show me. He will do it. Daily. Fix my heart, God. Fix my heart. I've been wounded today. And I'm telling you, God's glory will take that wound and put a little peroxide on it and cause it to heal right before your eyes. I seen a miracle the other day, and, you know, I just blessed God for it. And the Spirit of God just put this in my spirit to share before we close. And it was truly God's glory. I knew a person that were having problems, and they were, you know, just really like out of it. And so they start getting sick because they was really, really, really stressed out. Blood pressure being elevated and all kind of things was happening, one thing after another. So you're wondering why you're sick, and but you're worried, you're stressed out. And so he was worried. Then his wife was worried. So we began to pray. This person had, the skin was peeling. I mean, it had started affecting the nerves because the skin, you could start seeing the skin break, his skin breaking out. We prayed, and I just said, Lord, you said in your word that you would give us the power to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And I said that, and I just said, be healed. And we was in a prayer of agreement. Well, about 24 hours later, I got a call, and he was telling me that he had a whole layer of skin over that dead skin. And I was like, what? He said, you got to come over and see it. I came to look at it. I never seen anything like it. It was skin like a baby. His skin got totally healed. That dead skin was drying up on top of the new skin. And we put some moistness on it, and the old skin just fell off. It was a miracle of God. So when we begin to pray for God's glory to fall, and we proclaim some things, and we get before God and ask him to clean us up, clean our heart up, clean our minds up, clean our souls up, to make us where we're whole in him. We're whole. We're not irritated easily. But we're not quitters. But we began to say, Lord, help me so I can represent you, so that those signs and wonders that you said will follow, God will use you. God will use you. So your prayer life, you need to have a love for it. And you know what? You don't always have to be with other people. You can pray as you're doing things. Just talk to him. You don't need no special dialogue. You don't need a special dialect. You can talk to him. And he'll be right there, and he'll begin to talk back to you. And I'll tell you, then when God be talking back to you and you're in his presence, that sin that you're comfortable with, you won't be comfortable with it. A righteous indignation will come up, and you'll come to the point where you'll be like, that's it. Can't do that one no more. And little by little, just like that man's skin peeled off, little by little, sin will start peeling off of you, And that new skin that I saw was like a baby skin on his body. That's how our life will be. New. God will make us new. Where old things have passed away and all things have become new. And we're ready to challenge any situation. And we understand that we win. We don't lose. You know, people come in our lives and people go. But like I said, everything is for a season. But God's glory resting upon you, when they leave your life, they'll never forget God's glory upon you. So it's time for us to be totally sold out. Totally sold out. And it starts with praying for God's glory to fall on you. Just say, Lord, let your glory fall on me so I can represent you. And when you say that, old things start passing away. Things that you was comfortable with, you will no longer be comfortable with. Things that used to bother you won't bother you anymore, because you know what? Now you become a dead man walking. You're a dead man walking. Because the cares of this world don't bother you anymore, because guess what? You don't have need of those things. Because you understand that he take care of the birds, he take care of them, he's going to take care of you. And that's great faith. Great faith. So I encourage you to open your mouth for the things of the kingdom. Activate those things that's inside of you. Get in your prayer closet and ask God to release his glory upon you for his glory, for his kingdom, for his kingdom. For the kingdom of God is at hand. Prayer glorifies God because it shows him that we know that we need him. As it says in Isaiah 42:8, he says, I am God. That is my name. And I will not give my glory to another, nor my praises to an idol. When we pray to God and we glorify him, we're applying those biblical principles. He wants his glory. That's why Lucifer, Satan, was threw out of heaven. Because he wanted to get his little kingdom built up. Well, he did get his kingdom built up. But he got tossed. It's for his glory. Everything that we do is for his glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. And even I hear the Lord saying that there's someone on this line that you're going to begin, you're going to get some tests. Some things going to happen. Keep your eyes open and be keen, because it could be an angel unaware. Some going to encounter some angelic connections. And God is going to use you in some areas that he's never used you before. He's never used you in these areas before. So get ready. Don't think it's strange. And it's time now to get out of that comfort zone. You've been there too long. It's time to do new things. It's time to do something different. God wants to bless you. God want to give you the desires of your heart for his glory, because you're representing him, and he wants you to have these things, and he wants your life to line up with the word of God. So when you want change, pray, and pray for God's glory to fall. When the glory of God fell on Moses, and Moses came with a gray beard. Moses had been in the presence of God. And he came down. I said, when his glory fall, he's going to give you a word. He's going to tell you to do something. So Moses came down and came off the mountain, and he began to give out the Ten Commandments, the principles that we are to apply in our lives. So there's a strong relationship between prayer in the presence of God and the power of the Holy Spirit that will transform us, and it will cause us to seek God's purpose, to seek God's direction, and to follow the direction that he's given us. So pray. Don't stop praying. Prayer is a powerful thing. If you can pray down God's glory upon you, and I said in the beginning, turn to Acts 2, 1 through 4, and then I'm going to give you another scripture, Acts 2, verse 42, I believe. Let's see here. But I just want to encourage you, study the Word. You know, study the Word, because there's power, there's anointing. Everything we have, it comes from the Word of God. Everything that we do comes from the Word of God. Everything that we have come from God, I'm sorry. But I just bless you tonight, and I pray that you were empowered to go forth, to step out literally out of that situation. Step out that situation and step into something spiritual. Step into something divine in your prayer life. Begin to use your heavenly language. Begin to sing in the Spirit. Begin to prophesy. It's not, you know what? The Word of God is full of knowledge and instruction. It's just good. It's just good. And I am truly excited tonight. And I thank everyone for coming on the line tonight and just knowing that when you sacrifice your time to study the Word of God, to be in prayer with Him, or even to come on this line, it's showing God that you want more of Him, that you're hungry. The Bible says, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness' sake, you shall be filled. You shall be filled. So you got to hunger and thirst for righteousness. Righteousness. Thou shalt be filled. And we're going to do a word of prayer over everyone. And I just thank God that God hear us. And he'll remove any cup from us that become unbearable, that he know we can't handle in ourselves. We might have to drink of the cup, but it won't harm us because God will be right there. He won't leave us, and he will not forsake us. And I want you to be encouraged tonight. Take off running into the things of the kingdom. Don't complain about anything. Don't be concerned about anything other than being focused on finishing your assignment. And run this race. Run the race. Finish the course so that God can say, well done. Not just well, but he'll say, well done, that good and faithful servant. I'm pleased. Well, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are our daddy. We thank you, Father, that we can call on you 24/7, Lord God, and you're always available. You're never busy, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, that you always take time out for your people, that we can love on you, Father God, that we can cry with in your presence, Lord God, that we can seek your face, and, Father God, that you always give us an answer in the name of Jesus. But I ask you, Lord God, that you would see the blood of Jesus over the listeners on the line, via internet, even those that's on Skype, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that you would cover each one of us with the blood of Jesus. Let a fresh anointing come upon the people of God. Fresh fire under our feet, Lord God. Father, let us run this race with fervency in the name of Jesus. Let us not be distracted by situations and circumstances, Lord God. Father God, heal our hearts, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Cause us, Lord God, to be supernatural in the name of Jesus. Cause us, Lord God, to be led by the Spirit of God, not by men, not by women, but by you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Cleanse our heart. Create in us clean hearts, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Clean hearts come now in the name of Jesus. Allow us to be more forgiving, Lord God. Allow us to be more tenderhearted, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Allow us not to be hasty, Lord God. Allow us, Father God, to understand that we need one another and to love on your people, Lord God. And even, Lord God, those that don't know you and the pardon of their sins, Father, allow us, Father, to have more compassion. In the name of Jesus, give us, Father God, a spirit of love. Give us a spirit, Father, that we can love and hug on people, Lord God, and we can do an impartation in the name of Jesus. For it's not about us, but it's all about your kingdom and it's all about your glory. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're preparing us. We thank you, Father God, that there's higher heights in you and we're on our way, Father, to please you. And it's truly for your glory. We ask you to forgive us for anything that we have done or said that have not pleased you. Any sin of omission, of commission, commission, Father, we ask you to forgive us. Sin that we have committed knowingly and sin that we may have committed unknowingly in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you graced us. You graced us to endure in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you're teaching us right now to pray. We thank you, Lord God, that we're full of your joy and not grief, that we're comfort in you, and that your angels are protecting us always in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we're going into the deep in the name of Jesus, that our feet is beginning to get wet. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now bless your name, Father. We bless your holy name, and we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. And we thank you, Lord, that you have forgiven us and you have cleansed us from all unrighteousness. Let us draw near to you with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having a heart that's sprinkled from an evil conscience until the love and blood of Jesus. Sprinkle the blood of Jesus on us. Thank you, Lord. Begin to receive the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. Thy faith will make you whole. Thank you, Lord God. And let your word dwell in us richly. And we even come against any fear that will hinder us from walking in your full purpose. And we thank you, Father, for faith being released upon us like never before. We receive that faith right now by your Spirit. And we pull down every stronghold that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we give you honor, Lord God. And we give you praises. And we thank you, Lord God. We receive it right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, let us fervently love one another with a pure heart so we can build up your kingdom for your glory. In Jesus' holy name we pray, and we say amen, amen. Well, I bless you this evening, and I just thank God that God is moving by his Spirit. God is moving by his Spirit, and he wants to bless you. He wants to take you higher in him. He wants to cause you to have so much love that people are drawn to you. Because they want to pull on some of that love that God has given you. It's all about loving people. It's about forgiving people. It's about not being so easily to be upset. Pull on the anointing of God. He'll give it to you. He said, ask. Ask. Seek and knock. And the door shall be opened. His glory shall fall. Well, we thank you once again for tuning in to another broadcast. Those that don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sin, know that he died for you. He rose for your salvation, and he wants you to be part of his kingdom. There's nothing that God will hold against you. If you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Christ was raised from the dead, he didn't stay dead, but he rose again. That's how simple it is. That's how simple it is. Tell him you repent and you want him. And if you did those things, God has accepted you into the kingdom. And you want more of God, you don't have a Bible and you want one, we'll be more than happy to supply you with one. We even can supply you with the MP3 audio Bible. Again, you can go to, you can email me at kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com. I'll be more than happy to embrace you. Kingdom Builders will be more than happy to embrace you so that we can connect with you, encourage you, and even pray for God's leading to lead you to a ministry if you don't belong to a church. So we welcome you to the kingdom of God, and we truly thank you for tuning in tonight. We want to encourage you to be on fire for God. We don't have time to waste. We have all the time that we have that God has given us. It is for his glory. So get in your prayer closet and begin to pray for God's glory to fall on you. And I just want to thank you once again for tuning in to another broadcast of Saturday with the Word. I will be with you next Saturday, same time, same place. And I want to also announce that we have the Warfare Hour every Thursday at 8 p.m. And then we have Just Breathe with Evangelist Hannah every Tuesday at 7 p.m. And let's see what we got here. And then every third Friday we have Apostle Brooks. And every fourth Friday we have Elder Melvin Peoples. And every first Sunday we have Apostle Keith Blanton. So we have a lineup for you, and there's going to be a lot more coming. So I encourage you. Again, I want to give a shout out to Kingdom Builders, the ones in Northwest Indiana area, Chicago area, Sister Tammy Russell, and I want to call them evangelists, but I'm going to say Sister Tony and Evangelist Dana Hannah. I just want to give a shout out to them and thank them for all what they have done today for the kingdom of God. Truly, God is pleased, and I pray God's rich blessing upon you this week, that he will do something supernatural for you in the name of Jesus, for some manifestations of some things that you've been asking him for. And even Apostle Clark Richardson for coming out and supporting and, making sure security, everything was well with the event. So I just thank you and everyone that came out to support us in building up God's kingdom. Again, we're about to end the broadcast. And if you have a comment, I'm going to ask you to press 1 on your phone, and we'll be more than happy to open the lines up. And if not, we're going to get ready to end the broadcast. Again, I thank you for tuning in, and I encourage you to know that you have power to accomplish those things because God has given it to you in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Go to church tomorrow. Get your praise on tonight. So when you get there tomorrow, you'll come in with the glory of God. God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful night. And happy Mother's Day to those mothers that's on the line. Have a great Mother's Day. Don't let nothing upset you this week. Enjoy your day. God bless you and have a good night.